Job's Three Friends. Job was a great man of high integrity who feared God and stayed away from evil. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters. He was a rich man with many servants. His livestock included a large number of sheep, camels, oxen, and donkeys. One day, Satan went to the Lord when all the angels were there. The Lord said, "Saul, where have you been?" "Oh, walking here and there around the earth." The Lord said, "Have you noticed my servant Job? There's no one else on earth like him. He has high integrity and stays away from evil." "Well, of course he does. He's found that being righteous is a good deal. You protect him and everything he owns. You bless him and give him whatever he wants. But try taking away all his possessions. Then watch what happens. He'll curse you to your face." The Lord said, "We'll see. I'll give you permission to take everything he owns, but you can't touch him personally." Soon afterwards, a servant ran up to Job and said, "Some thugs came and took all your oxen and donkeys. They tried to kill all the servants, and only I escaped. I immediately came to tell you what happened." While he was still talking, another servant ran up. "A huge storm blew in. Lightning struck and killed all your sheep and servants. Only I lived through it, so I ran here to tell you what happened." While he was still talking, another servant ran up. "An army came and took all your camels and killed the servants. I escaped to tell you what happened." While he was still talking, another servant ran up. "Your sons and daughters were eating together when suddenly a tornado hit the house and they all died. I'm the only one to live through it, so I came here to tell you what happened." Job fell down with grief. He tore his clothes and shaved his head. He then bowed his head and said, I came into this world naked. I'll leave this life naked. The Lord gives, and the Lord takes away. Bless the name of the Lord." In spite of all that happened, Job didn't sin or blame God. Once again, Satan went to the Lord when all the angels were there. The Lord said, "So, where have you been?" "Oh, walking here and there around the earth." The Lord said, "Have you noticed my servant Job? There's no one on earth like him. He has high integrity and stays away from evil, even after I permitted you, without any reason, to destroy all he had." "Oh, but you didn't allow me to touch his skin. A man will do anything to save his life. Hit his flesh and bone, and he'll curse you to your face." The Lord said, "We'll see. I give you permission to strike him, but you can't take his life." Soon afterwards, Job was covered with boils from head to toe. He sat down in the ashes and took a piece of broken pottery and scraped himself. His wife said, "How can you go through all of this and keep your integrity? Just curse God and die." He said, "Oh, you're talking foolishness. I'm willing to accept whatever God gives me, good or bad." And so, with all of this, Job didn't sin or blame God. 3 friends of Job heard about what happened and went to visit him. They couldn't believe their eyes when they saw him sitting there. They yelled and threw dust in their hair. All three sat down next to Job and didn't say anything for 7 days. Finally, Job cried out, I wish I'd never been born. His friends then tried to help him understand what was happening to him. One friend explained that righteous people don't suffer like this. Only sinners do. Job agreed with him, but didn't know of anything he had done to deserve this. His second friend was a bit more bold. He said, Job, you're a hypocrite. You need to confess your sins, and then God would be merciful. Job again held to his innocence. He said, I remember seeing the righteous suffering, even while evildoers were prospering. His third friend was the most bold of all. He said, Job, you're a liar. You're a sinful man and deserve God's judgment. Now Job became passionate about his innocence. A young man came along with a different perspective. He wanted to encourage Job. He said, God meant this suffering to be educational. Yes, the Lord is trying to correct your sin, but he's also restoring you to righteousness. Suddenly God talked to Job. He said, My ways are far above what you can understand. My purpose for suffering is an individual matter for each person. Job, listen. I always know what is going on with you. And I'm always with you. I simply want you to come to the end of yourself and totally trust in me. The Lord then turned to Job's friends. I'm angry with you. All of your advice is false. Only Job spoke the truth. God told them to make a burnt sacrifice and ask Job to pray for them. Then God restored to Job double of all he had before. He had twice as many sheep and camels. He got twice as many oxen and donkeys. God also gave him 7 more sons and 3 more daughters. Job lived to be an old man. He died at the age of 140 after living a full life.